The Scourge of God by S. M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2008 by S. M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S. M. Sterling and Scoville, Chichak, Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The Nemed, Sacred Wood. Cascade Foothills, Western Oregon. Lunasad, August 1st, Change Year 23, 2021 AD. The five women fell silent as they climbed single file on the narrow woodland track, higher and higher through the long summer twilight, with the soft duff of the forest floor quiet beneath their sandals, or in one case, boot heels. They were dressed alike in black hooded robes belted with tri-colored cords. The long rowan staffs in their hands marked each as a high priestess, and each was tipped with a symbol wrought in silver. Hecate's threefold moon for Juniper Mackenzie and her fellow clanswomen, Sumina and Melissa. Pythian Apollo's wolf for B.D. of the Kyklos. The snarling she-tiger of the wild huntress for Signy Hovel, the bear-killer regent. The air cooled with night and with the hide itself, dense with the scent of the resin the day's heat had baked out of the trees. The place they sought was 3,000 feet above the valley floor. Stars appeared, glimpsed in fleeting instants amid black boughs, silhouetted against the blacker sky, and the light died in the west. Eastward it tinged the snow peaks and glaciers of the high Cascades with crimson for a last moment, like a dream of melancholy in the mind of a god, before they turned bone white beneath the stars. At last they came out on a broad knee that jutted from the mountainside, perhaps 3 acres of nearly level ground. Juniper raised her staff, topped with a silver circle flanked by twin crescents, the ever-changing one symbol, waxing and full and waning. A sigh went through the waiting crowd as she appeared out of the darkness. A few torches caught here a bright fall of hair, or there a painted face, but mostly they were a restless mass of shadows. Then the great drums began to beat, slowly at first, but building to a steady boom, 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 like the heartbeat of some great beast. The sound echoed from the mountain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?